Bronze, a new material. Copper jewelry, weapons, and tools were common in Thuringia from the late Stone Age. Because they were too soft, these objects played but a minor role in daily life. This changed, however, when copper was alloyed with tin. A new material was born, bronze.
Bronze consists of 90% copper and 10% tin. The metal, whose surface originally gleamed like gold, was harder than pure copper and melted at a lower temperature. Ever since the 4th millennium BC, there had been a tradition of bronze metallurgy in the Middle East. From that time, copper metallurgy had also flourished in the Alpine region and in the Carpathian Basin, where copper ore was mined at a number of sites.
It was not until the late 3rd millennium BC that copper mining had become pronounced in the Permian limestone belt bordering the Thuringian Basin. It was at first oxide forms, like malaxite and azurite, that were extracted at open-cast mines. Tin was imported from the Erzgebirge region and from Ireland.
Bronze was smelted in thick-walled clay crucibles above an open fire. Temperatures of about 1,100 degrees Celsius were necessary. The molten mass was then often made into circular bars to await further processing.
The production of raw blanks, to be made into sickles, axes, or jewelry, took place in a series of steps. The workpiece got its final shape during forging, embossing, and engraving processes.